Well, Paul, it's good weather for ducks, but not for cricket, unfortunately.
Ah, it's been horrendous, to be honest with you. The whole month is, probably the last 3 or 4 weeks has been amazing weather in terms of the amount of rain that we've had. We seem to be following it around the country, going down to London, have 5 days of rain down there, and then obviously this week. So it's not ideal, but it's something that we've got to cope with, and obviously when we do get on, hopefully try to play some good cricket.
Difficult to get into a rhythm, though, when you're spending the majority of the time in the pavilion. When you come out to try and grab a chance out in the middle, it's short-lived because of the rain that keeps coming around all the time.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it's difficult. Spending so much time in the dressing room, the guys have been working hard throughout the winter and just want to play cricket. But as I said, there's been a lot of rain. And we've got to make sure that when we do get out in the middle, that the conditions have been tricky for the batsmen, that we somehow find a way to score runs, and that's been the tricky thing so far this season, but I'm sure the belief will still be there in the boys that we can do it in the next few weeks.
Are people generally then, because of the fact they're not getting enough time out in the middle, going out nervous, wondering what the conditions are going to be like? Is it starting to play on your mind a bit?
Oh, look, I think generally cricket is very much a mental game, and in these conditions, it's not hard. Sometimes you don't do anything wrong, and you still either edge a ball or you get a good ball on the day, and you're out. So you've got to stay pretty positive as you possibly can be, and as mentally strong as you can be to believe the next time you go out there, you're going to make a match-winning innings. It's not easy, as I said, but if you can have all the batsmen in the shed who are still thinking positively, I think that's the best way forward.
Despite all you've achieved in your life as a cricketer, do you still go out there with butterflies and your heart pounding as you're heading out of the middle?
Yeah, absolutely. I've hardly scored a run in the first 4 or 5 innings of the season, so that's disappointing. But as I said, the conditions have been difficult, but the adrenaline's still there, the nerves are still there, going out in the middle. But I've gone through bad patches in the past, and I've let's say last year during the Ashes series, I would go there really anxious in the middle. I don't feel that at the time. I still believe that I'm there's runs just around the corner and actually feeling really good next. So hopefully all the batsmen are feeling like that.
Now, looking ahead to the start of the Pro 40 this weekend, the weather forecast's actually not too bad. There's something called the sun that might be appearing for a few hours.
Yeah, look, it would be great if we can have a couple of days of sunshine to dry the ground out and get the wicket into a good one-day wicket. And it's not going to be easy because the covers have been on it for so long. But, we want to get the sunshine out, get the warmth back and get some crowds in and put a good show on for the crowds.
It was a decent performance from Durham in the tournament last year. It actually came to an end against Somerset down in Taunton. But after a bit of a shaky start, got their act together and put a good run together.
Yeah, look, I think we've, in all three forms of the game, obviously we had a pretty good season last year. We didn't win anything, but we threatened in all three forms of the game. So, look, we've got a really good, strong squad. If you look at the second team that we've got at the moment, there's some real stars in there that are gaining in confidence all the time, and we'll be looking to play the one-day form of the game. So, we want a good result. We want to kick-start the season, and, hopefully Sunday will be a good one for us.
It's going to be 5 years at the back end of this year since that famous one-day trophy win at Lords.
Yeah, look, I think that was a real great moment for the club, for the county itself, and we don't want to look too far ahead in the season. We just at the minute want to just get out and play some cricket, but of course it's a competition that we want to win, and if we can have a good start of the season in terms of the one-day form, then hopefully that'll put us in good stead.
Finally, from an injury point of view, we know Ben's off to have a knee operation. There's a problem with Dale's shoulder. We're not sure if he'll feature or not. If he doesn't feature, who's likely to take up the captain's role? Have you been asked about that, or will it be Phil? Or?
I'll be taking over the reins on Sunday. Benke's looking very doubtful, to be honest with you. And so I look forward to the challenge of taking the boys out into the middle, and I've done it in the past, and I'm very excited about doing it on Sunday.
Thanks.